Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. Good morning. How y'all doing today, everybody?
We're doing great.
We are like having a fantastic day already. So we have just did our very first official Facebook Morning at the Mansion live intro.
Yes.
Because we will be coming to you live here in the near future. Yes. Right, ladies?
Yes, we will.
So we just want to say good morning, everybody. We are here at the Mansion on Park Row. That's 2700 West Park Row Drive, Pantego/Arlington, Texas, 76013. That is our total location here. So we are just so excited to continue in our Love Covers portion for part two, which will be our final portion. And I just want to say good morning to my ever so amazing co-host, that is Anthony Michelle. And Jennifer Giles. So we're having a great day, and just in case you don't know, I am Marlo Mosey, your host. Okay?
Okay.
So we are so excited today because we just so love each other.
Yes.
And we just want the world to know.
Yes.
Yes. That the love is real. The love is real. And not only just the three amigos here, but we have an amazing staff here at the mansion. And we just want everyone to know.
Yeah.
You know, these women, you know, we thank God because we have been called to the nations here. And every portion of the nations is here at this complex.
Yes, it is.
And we all function as family. And we function in a spirit of love. I mean, really, truly, deeply.
Yes.
We do. So, and I know that we are second to none as we all pillar the kingdom, because we all have the kingdom agenda, right, at heart. So we just want to talk a little bit today to the world about love. And, you know, feel free to call in at our call-in number. If it's not on your screen, we'll give it to you at 646-668-2247. And just kind of let us know what's on your heart concerning the matter. So, we also have a lot of, you know, new adventures coming up. We have just some things in the works, right? So we're definitely going to talk about our event in August, which is our Bling of the Earth.
Yes.
Conference for all these amazing women to come and have such an amazing impartation of not only learning how to be virtuous women, but just kind of shifting into the mindset so that we can stay virtuous.
Yes.
Okay. And that is so important, especially in the land today. So we are going to kind of see how well everybody is, you know, feeling about that and what your thoughts, ideas, and suggestions are on it. So, you know how we do it here at the mansion. So we're going to take our first caller this morning and see what's going on in their hearts today. So good morning, caller.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you today?
Yes, I'm well today, Marlo, and all the ladies that are and men are that listening to the call. I'm just so blessed and favored and waking up this morning and having great friends like you. You're such an inspiration to my sister and myself, and we do fashion, and we're twin fashion, and we just love. Hoping young ladies look their best and feel their best.
Is this Robin or Roberta?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, I'm Roberta, and Robin is actually currently in Jamaica. Yes, so I'm here, and we're going to actually constantly just support you guys and whatever you need, volunteer, help women look beautiful throughout the world. And we just sisterhood is so important. And I'm so blessed that we had our lives collided, and we would be able to just assist and do things for young women of all races and color and breeds. So, yes, and they're actually having a show. It's for a domestic violence show. It's actually on a Saturday at La Quinta. Mm-hmm. It's Betty Tillman. She's going to be hosting the show, and Twin Fashion will be there. For some of the women that have been abused, it's going to be sometimes some people will be plus size, some people will be regular size, so if anyone will have to want to come out. But anyway, just supporting sisterhood and things of that nature. So, Marlo, thank you so much for just getting the opportunity and getting us a forum where we can talk and share and listen. And I just appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Oh, Roberta, thank you so much. And listen, I saw on your social media this morning that you guys were having a fashion show, and that's here in Arlington on 360, right?
That is correct. It's going to be 360, and it starts. The tickets are $10, and it goes for a good cause. It's actually going for Safe Haven. It's a domestic violence center here in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yes. So some of the people that actually are in the actual Haven itself, they would actually, they will be modeling. So, and it's actually tipping their hats. So it's really a fashion show with actually pieces, but it's going to be with hats and things of that nature. So come out to a great event, and all monies go to Safe Haven.
Wow.
We don't ask. Yeah, so it's really nice. It's a benefit. It's a great cause and fundraiser. And Betty Tillman, she spearheads this, and she just wanted us to jump aboard. Robin won't be in attendance, but I will represent us well and dress the lady. That, yeah, the models and things. So it's going to be a really nice event. And it's only from 7 p.m. to 9, so come out and just support, and it goes to a great cause. And these ladies, some of them have children, so the benefit will be for training for them to get on their feet. It'll be for moving so they can actually interview and be self-sufficient. So with a lot of great things is going on, and then the mansion itself, just splendid. I cannot just say how much I just love all of you, Vivian and Tony, Park, Sean, Marlo. You're just a great team, and I just love y'all, and thank you so much for just touching our lives and touching people. When they come there, you just make everybody feel so great. And when I seen you ladies last, you got an award, and it's so worthy because you're actually – I want to give you an award as well. Thank you so much.
Roberta, I tell you, yes, you and your sister, I'm just so excited as well. You know, God is so awesome how he works with you and Robin, and just the giftings that you guys have, the anointing. And I just remember the day that I met you and Robin, we were at an actual shoot for Encore HB Magazine. And it was just so amazing, and to have that divine connection. And not only do you do fashion, but you guys represent the ethnicity of women.
Yes.
And I'm just so excited to be a part of your lives as well. And I cannot wait until our October event.
Yes.
At the Red Carpet Affair.
Yes, ma'am. We are working diligently. I am going August the 6th to the 29th, I will be in New York looking for some dynamic fabric to ensure that red carpet is going to be on fire. In fact, they're going to have to call the fire department. It is going to be so awesome. And so I'm going there. They have unique fabric in New York. It's in Farmingdale, Long Island. So I'm going to go there and select the fabric, get back here, and make it happen. So October, you won't have to worry. Whatever you need. Antonio, if you want to come to, New York, just let us know. I'll be there this for the weekend. And if we don't do it this year, we can do it next year. So yeah. So, anyway, a girl trip. So that's what we can do. All this is a great time to go to New York.
Yeah, that is
yes,
so
ma'am.
Awesome. Wow, I'm so excited, Roberta. And I'm just so grateful
Absolutely.
That you sent out your shouts of love to us today. If you really knew how much that meant to us.
Yes.
Well, guess what? This is not this is the first time, but it won't be the last. I promise. I actually have this number locked in because I wanted support. I wanted you to know people care about you and love you so much, even though we don't see each other often, but we will work together. And like you said, just meeting you, Marlo, like you said, at the shoot, you can just tell instantly that you're just a real person, a real, really great, like mentor to all of us, because you actually know what it takes, and we love your dream, and we love your passion. And Tony, Vivian, and even Park Sean, We've seen her even last week model for us, and just outstanding women of all color, because we actually don't have to put ourselves in the box. We can actually represent all flavor of women and different sizes and shapes. So I just love that about you, and just classy. And we prefer all you all the time, even though, like I said, we don't see each other often, but Facebook, we do connect and stuff. So thank you so much for the opportunity just for me to speak and say that I just love you all of you. Thank you so much.
We love you too, Roberta. And thank you so much. And please send Robin our love, and we hope to see you very soon. And we will try to make your event this week. Is it Saturday for the fashion show?
It's actually on Saturday. Yes, and it starts at 7. The doors open at 6 p.m. And you just and then of course you're gonna be VIP. So when I see you guys, go to the front, so you can just actually just see the young people that's gonna put this on, the ladies that's gonna put this on. And we have several guys, and they're gonna be wearing some of our clothesline, some other designers, and then they're gonna actually have unique hats. So like I said, all of proceeds go to Safe Haven in Dallas, Texas, and it's for the women that have been abused or they have been displaced because someone has hurt them and things of that nature.
Right.
So we're trying to actually encourage families to get back together, because as you see, this nation it's actually spearheading and spiraling out of control. So we have the domestic violence. And with the politics, we really need a safe place to go. And fashion brings everybody together, because everybody can like some parts of it. It could be the shoes, the actual clothes, the accessories, the hat, or just the person. So, yes, fashion does bring all genres together. So, ladies, please come out if you can. Yes, and we just appreciate you. Thank you so much.
We'll be there to support you and the cause.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
We're definitely looking forward to you. So we will see you on Saturday.
I'll
see you on Saturday. Yes, lady. I will actually stay on the call and just listen and just be thankful that you are all my friends, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay,
well, thank
you,
Roberta. I love you, and we'll see you this weekend.
Yep. Okay, see you this weekend.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, we just thank God for our sister Roberta and her twin Robin, and their actual whole ensemble is Twin Fashions.
Yes.
And they are pretty much getting a little international here on it. Every time I look up, they are traveling and all about fashion. Yes, and I'm just so excited to be definitely their sister.
Yes.
And as we're all sisters, and she just couldn't stress that enough, and I couldn't soak it up enough. Okay? Yes, you know, and just to be able to know that we're on the same page, you know, in the world today, because, of course, like she was saying about the fashion and how it brings people together, you know, and for the cause of love.
Yes. Ah.
Hey,
I'm about to run.
Yes, that is so amazing, and I just salute those ladies today for being all that they can be, you know, and being incredible women. And I know her and Anthony, they're in the same, you know. Yes, and then, you know, girl, you're going to New York.
Girl.
You are there. So I know after the show you're going to be on the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. That is amazing. That is amazing. I'm so excited for you.
And I love that
you
express the fact that it's for everyone.
Yes.
Every shade. We love every shade.
Yes.
Every shade. Just like ice cream. Like
come on. That's our mandate. Yeah. Yeah, the great divide.
You can like three people that ain't here yet.
Y'all know how we do it, but we're going to go to commercial, and I'm just feeling me some Cree today.
Yes,
so let's just come into some Cree Perkins and her Unblind Me, and we'll be right back.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey. The things
are back, America. Isn't now, I'm just like bashing in the spirit here because I tell you, that song there, you know, it's a cry for, you know, unblind me. And I don't want to lose my way. But while I'm in the flow, I'm just going to shout hallelujah. Okay? Yes, it's so anointed, you know. And Cree, she wrote that song in 45
minutes.
How
old is she? She's
young, 15.
Right? She's a young.
Yes, and I'm telling you, so anointed. And her mom is a praise dancer. And in her struggle, her deliverance came through the dance. Yes, it's so amazing. Such an amazing story. So we're going to hear a little bit about that at our Bling of the Earth conference because we are going to believe that she's going to be there live in person. So, you know, it's just so amazing. But I think some of our greatest times are commercial times. Oh, my gosh, because we were listening to Roberta about the common cause, right? So here, we'll let you tell that little story.
Yes, we have a lot of connections with the word safe haven.
Yeah.
Because Marlo just revealed to us that her ministry is called Safe Haven.
Cool.
School.
Yeah, cool. Mm-hmm. I graduated, yes.
So that is such a big connection, and I'm familiar with that word because Safe Haven had a building near my employment. So it's such a powerful word for us.
Yeah.
It is so great that she called and said it to us because I'm familiar with that.
Yeah, because it was actually on the property.
Yeah,
that's
it
what's
was
so
on
nice.
The actual property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then after the conclusion of that.
Yeah,
that's what's so amazing.
Safe Haven was located here at one time.
Yeah.
And I passed by here for many years.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
And then we came divinely connected through Safe Haven International Ministries. Okay?
You know what?
And my actual ministry that I'm connected to, like Church Flow, for real, every Sunday, is King's Haven. So, just take me to the King. I hear you, Tamala.
Yeah. Come on now, Tamala. I need you to come say this.
Yes.
Come on now, we need to
see
him to pick you up.
Come on now.
Right down.
Come on. So, it's just so amazing to be, you know, to be divinely connected, like Roberta was saying, you know, totally in alignment. And connected to people that would take you higher.
Yeah. Amen.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's what's amazing. And I would always hear my friend Darylyn Stevens say that, you know, even on her voicemail when you call her phone. It says that. Stay connected to people who will take you higher.
Yes.
You know, and that's real, you know. Yeah, because, you know, people, they come with all of these hidden agendas. They do, and they, I mean, really. But I just thank God for elevating my discernment because I can always see the spirit behind them, you know, peeking out. And that's what, and you look at that. And then I've also learned that when you do deal with a person, whether it be, whether you slay them, because some people got to slay because they're such a giant, because, hey, I know my lineage, and I'm going to the David lineage, and I will slay you. Okay, but, you know, we had a topic on that, too. We really don't like using that word, but and I guess it's the way people are using it.
To me, it depends on how you use it.
Yeah.
And understand the meaning of how you use the word. I don't think that is a word that we should shy away from,
right.
But it needs to be spoken in the correct context.
And that's so true. That's so important, you know. So that's just kind of the way I feel about when people do that, you know. But in this season, we are connected to some amazingly dynamic people. We really are. And we value them, you know, and we totally love them. It's almost like, you know how you say love at first sight? You see them and you, oh, my God, I just love her. Okay,
like you and Sherry
Brock. Yeah.
You was looking from a distance when those two met, you would be like, they're sisters.
Oh, my gosh.
Love sisters that just found each other.
Now, that blew me away. That's what makes it so authentic,
yes,
you know, when you do.
Is
it because it was that way when you came and asked me?
It was. It really was. I went back to work and cried.
That is. Oh, my
God. And I'm not a crying son, so somebody hear me say that I cried, that's a big deal.
Yeah, this little scrap, you know, there you go. Vivica 2 years ago, almost three, and then Anthony, right at, you've been here a year almost?
I've been here two.
Okay, so listen, when we had those encounters, you know, of the presence, you know, it almost reminded me of John the Baptist and Jesus when he was in the womb, and that's when they knew, because the baby leaped. So when you can, you know, have that essence of people to make their babies leap, you know, that's very powerful. You know what I'm saying? And to see that, not that you guys weren't awake, but to really, you know what I'm saying?
Like we was pregnant, you had
to. But I did. But y'all were really already there. You know what I'm saying?
Already pregnant.
Yeah.
And you helped us with
that. Yeah.
Spiritual big
one.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, my God. I cannot stop crying this morning. Okay. That's so amazing, though.
And I'll
be just going under the bed. I know. And I know that we're supposed to be talking about love covers, but this is love, you know, and it does cover. We have not gotten to a scripture yet, but we just flow.
Yeah.
We just going to go with the flow, you know, and just bashing each other's love, you know, and appreciate it. And I know that this is really prophetic right here, but this is new dimension love.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because we've already elevated to that next platform. And trust me, America, the devil is busy.
Oh, my God.
He is so busy, you know, trying to sever some things. And even the things that we were not even thinking about severing have severed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
So we're like, okay, God, so you know what's best.
Yeah.
We're on your plan.
Mm-hmm.
Jeremiah 29:11, because you know.
Because
you know the plans that you have for us are to prosper us and not harm us. So we want to prosper, and we want the covering, too.
Right.
And even some of the people that you totally do truly deeply love, you know, you just have to say, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let it go. Oh, is that frozen? Oh, is that frozen? So, and I'm so proud. You know, we always have to shout out to our mothers, so I'm shouting out to Betty Moore.
Good morning, Mom.
Yeah, and we're going to shout out to Miss May Johnson.
Hey, Mama.
Good morning, Miss May. And Miss Cora Child. Yeah.
Yes,
you're going down. You blaming me. I'm not going to do that one. Uh-oh. She can drive. She can close. She can drive over here.
She can drive up here. She can close.
Yeah. Those amazing ladies that are the reason that we are who we are today, you know, and yes, and I just have another special shout to my ever so amazing spiritual mother, sister. I mean, this lady is just, oh my God. Yes, elect lady, Betty Burns. I just have to say good morning. Yes. Oh my gosh, you know, and I love how she does the drive-bys to the mansion and does a great impartation, you know, to keep us lifted up, and it's just amazing to have people like that.
Sometimes you want to drop by and get some of this.
Yes.
Just come knock on the door.
Yes. Yeah.
It's 24 7 every day.
We just do it on the air now. And I just have to say hello to my husband, because Charles Mosey, because he's so amazing, because he don't sweat me.
Yeah.
He don't do none of that. I'd be like, I want to be, it's 2 days later. I want to be busy. Hello. But, you know, he just gives me liberty.
We all do.
Yeah, you know, to, you know, because in some marriages, you know, where you at, what you doing, But he does, he does love freedom. And I just found out yesterday that I was just, what candy cane?
Hey, oh, my God. I was like,
yeah.
I was like,
don't put that on social media. Tell me. He was like, that's how I was feeling now.
Yeah.
Okay, just all cool. So, but thank you so much, Charlie. I appreciate the love. That's what I'm talking about, love covers. You you know, and it comes in many different facets.
Right.
And we just have to recognize that because, you know what, this will be my 14th year of marriage, knowing him 15 years, and I still get a little twisted up in the love language. You know, I don't really know. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, God, I missed it. I didn't know that that's what that was.
It's no problem.
Yeah,
you
recognize that you didn't recognize. Yeah.
So you fix that.
Okay. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Fix that. Yeah.
Right.
Love language. Yeah. And I learned, even my colleagues, we learn each other's love
yes,
language.
Yes,
you know what
do.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's just so amazing. So it's just so cool.
And
so.
Mama loves the penis. I
can feel
it. He makes a biggie.
Yes, but I have a big plan up my sleeve. We're gonna have some catered. Yeah, we're gonna have some catered love going on. For real.
Okay.
It's gonna be. It was gonna be a surprise, but since you talked about it,
I guess
I did.
Yes. We talk about love.
Yeah.
That's one of the ways
yeah.
that you love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is though. You know, I just
it
love
is.
It. I just think food is a. It's a circle, like kind of like what Roberta was talking about in our fashion,
mm-hmm.
how it brings people together. Food brings people together, you know, and good food,
yes.
you know,
mm-hmm.
and just.
But you don't have to have the same language
and
the covenant with
yeah.
food.
Ooh. Ooh. Go
the
ahead.
Covenant when you break bread.
Yeah, come on, come on.
It is just
come on.
A lot of this work. And you don't just break bread with anybody.
No.
So that's of course.
No.
Yeah.
Bread
with
folks that you don't like.
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
It's a sacred moment.
Yeah, that's so true.
Mm-hmm.
That's so true. And then sometimes you have to believe that the Lord does prepare a table in the presence.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Your
enemy.
That's what the word
says.
That's
true, too.
That was a Betty Burns shout. Nobody thought, but. Yeah, but listen, you guys will be able to see that more often as. We go live,
yes.
okay, because we will be going live and, you know, talking about some of the other things, but we are broadening our horizons with our timing in the new dimension as well, going to a two-hour show, America.
Yes.
Yes. yes, so that we can make room for you guys. So if you
right.
want to come in and be a co-host,
yes.
you know, hit us up on our Mornings at the Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Also, call us
yes.
At our own personal line, or you can go into our Facebook and message us and let us know when you would be wanting to come in and advertise your business, your ministry, your music, just, you know, whatever the Lord has blessed and gifted you with. We want to create a platform for you.
Yes.
So that is the
yeah.
season that we're in.
We also need to mention that for our Sling of the Earth, we are having vendors. So if there's
yes.
anyone out there that are entrepreneurs that would yes. like to showcase a business, please hit us up for that as well.
Yes, and our Eventbrite page goes live today.
Woo!
Yes. So look us up at the Bling of the Earth on Eventbrite, and it'll take you straight to the event. If you want to be an attendee, it's $25
yes.
To come in. Of course, it will be an amazing catered meal,
mm-hmm.
but some great impartation, some real meat that you came by.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That will totally satisfy you. You'll never
yes.
thirst again.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, it's so amazing. And then as
a
vendor.
You're going to be about it, not hear about it. Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Y'all funny for me. You see right here. Okay. That's so true, though. But I just love it. And the Lord is just doing great things, you know, not only for us, but for his people, you know, in the land today. Because the world wants to camouflage it like it's so much chaos going on. But it's a whole lot of real love going on, too. You know what I'm saying? And so just, you know, don't be dismayed by what you see. Okay, that's why you got to get in the Word and read it for yourself and hear what God is saying to you in this season.
More so now than ever.
Yeah, you know, and just function in a spirit of love because the Word says that love covers a multitude. So it covers that drama. It covers all of that.
Right.
And then we have to pray for the people. We have to definitely cover our policemen because they're here to protect and serve. And every policeman is not a bad policeman.
They know that there's still people out there that have faith in them.
And that love them. And that respect them. See, that's the thing. Love and respect kind of go hand in hand, you know, because in the Word, the Lord tells us, especially when he talks about the husband and the wife, you know, that unity, that covenant that you're talking about, he tells the husband to love your wife but he tells the wife to respect your husband.
Yes.
So that's the same, you know, pretty much. When you have people of authority, some people are abusers of authority,
yes. Right.
And we do know that.
Have to be exposed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the process that's going on right now.
Yeah.
The enemy is getting exposed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So don't get it twisted.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prepare. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah.
And you know what you're fighting against, flesh and blood.
Yeah. Now, okay, that's in Ephesians 6. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the war. That's the whole arm.
Flesh and blood.
Yeah.
It was a
spiritual thing. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. And it is. And that's why we have to stay on our knees and learn how to create time, because time is there. It was created for us. But then we have to go back and recreate it.
Yes.
You know, not the way God did it, but in essence to create time for him. To come up with new strategies, how to taper off, how to, you know, go into, how to, you know, you just have to figure out your lane,
mm-hmm.
and give God the time. And not just that, hey, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, see you later. No.
Yes.
We're talking about really, you know,
yeah.
talking with him, but then also having time to hear him. Because a lot of people do all these petitions and mm-hmm. talk to God about what they talk about, but they ain't trying to hear what God talks about.
Because
right. after they've done that, they get up and go. Get in their car, leave. Whoever, and not get, knowing that you may not make it back.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
For me, it's an all-day thing.
Yeah.
It is a constant thing. There's not where you don't cease. It's like, you know, it's just part of who I am. So it doesn't matter, okay, Dad, well, this, the Dad, that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going over here, Dad. You know, mm-hmm. you're welcome to come with. You know, I need you. Whatever that is.
Right.
Whatever. So
that's true.
It's constant.
And you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I feel the same way.
You as well.
Something. I really like it when I'm in the shower, though.
Ooh,
it's that water.
It's that water, girl.
It's that Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
How it moves.
It's
like
shower.
That.
Yes.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah.
It really is to have that encounter
yes.
every single day, because we can have that,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm telling you, I thirst for it. And lately, because y'all know I get this like 2 a.m., get up, Marlo. And I'm like, okay, Lord. I mean, I'm right now in a place of trying to figure out if I'm worrying or if I'm talking.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when I get up and I have those moments of you can't go back to sleep, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I'll be sleepy. Okay.
Yeah.
So my thing is I'm trying to release. Sometimes I get all the way up
mm-hmm.
and go in a whole nother setting. To
mm-hmm.
just really hear, and sometimes I lay there because I'd be like, just give me another hour, Jesus.
Like,
can I get another one? And he'd be like, some days, no. I think you should get on up and come in here with me. And then, you know, that's where the strategies come
mm-hmm.
in play. And that's where a lot of times you hear him, and sometimes you don't want to hear that when you're hearing him.
Right.
Yeah. But you know he knows what's best,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you keep pressing that Jeremiah 29:11 before you.
Yeah.
And then you get sold out, and you're like, well, I only want what you have and what you want, and that, you know, you kind of get into that place
yeah.
of surrendering,
yeah.
you know, and the transitions are always smooth as butter.
Yeah.
But not only for me, but I find myself being an intercessor, and I pray for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even
yeah.
people we don't
Even
know.
Even people that we don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I can be driving in my car and see someone.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
And I do
yes.
that all the time.
Yes.
I don't even know that person's name.
Right.
And I just ask God to help them. They may not even need the help. But to me, what I'm looking at that moment seems like they need help. So I'll just pray for that person.
But that's a good discernment, though. And you do know they need the help, because that's what God put in your spirit. So you partner up with him at that moment for someone else. And that's amazing to have that, to know it, have that knowing. Because, you know, we went through that when we did our conference, what, a month ago or two. And we talked about knowing, you know. And the more that I read this word, I see here that God is telling us for that we know. So he's telling us that we already know. We may not want to know. Yes, and we have to function in the knowing. And then you try to always figure it out. How do we know that? We know that we know. And how do you know? Because we know. It's just the knowing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was talking to my daughter last night. She was like, Mom, I always get upset. And then I'm like, can you call me when you calm down? Because I can't function in that. So she says, okay, Mom, I'll calm down. Okay, why are you upset? I don't know. I said, it sounds like to me this is a temper tantrum.
Okay,
so you have to identify that thing. And
right.
then once you identify it, then you can deal with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, in telling her, I said, you know, you have to, if you have no peace, the N-O,
mm-hmm.
then you have no, the N-O, Jesus,
mm-hmm.
the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But when you want to know the K-N-O,
mm-hmm.
peace, you have to know the K-N-O, Christ.
Oh, no.
Okay?
What?
So,
you
no peace. Yeah.
I think somebody need to write that down.
Yeah. No, really. Yeah, if you have no, the N-O,
mm-hmm.
there's two types of knowing.
The
N-O. The N-O, and I'm not talking about knowledge. Okay, the N-O. Then if you don't know peace, then you don't N-O Christ.
Okay.
Because if you K-N-O know peace, then obviously you K-N-O know Christ. Okay?
Okay,
so know that you know that you know
okay.
that you know.
Yeah.
That's the truth.
Because
people are always saying, how do you be so cool? How do you not be so upset? Well, because I know. And God is in control. I'm not in control.
Mm-hmm.
But, tomorrow's not promised. So I got to live today like it's my last.
Right.
I got to get it all, do it all, be it all.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because if I don't open my eyes tomorrow, then I am complete.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But if I do, uh-oh, that's another day. Yeah. That's the queendom. Okay. So, hey, now y'all know. But what we're going to do at this moment, everyone, we're going to encourage our callers. And once again, we're going to thank Roberta for calling in from Twin Fashions.
Yes.
And we're going to encourage you guys to call in at 646-668-2247. And we'll be right back. We're going to kind of like chill with a little bit of a slobber this morning. So we'll be back.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
our Morning at the Mansion show here at the Mansions on Park Row. That's 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Pantego/Arlington, Texas, 76013. And I am so grateful that you guys are here listening with us today. And as we just kind of flow in the spirit of love, we do that all the time, but we kind of wanted to talk about it last week and this week about, you know, especially with everything going on in the negative realm, you know, of the killings. I mean, it's just too much. It's just too much, and it does. And I kind of wish Michael Jackson was still here because he would have some more songs.
He would have a beautiful song for us.
Yes.
I'm kind of surprised R. Kelly hadn't come up with anything because he's good for that kind of anthem.
Well, we need Aura to come on it.
Yeah,
okay?
Come on.
Yes. Because we just, you know, we just so want that for the world. So we're going to do our portion. Yeah, we're going to be all that we can be. We may have our own anthem here in a minute.
Okay.
Well, you're
trying to kill the
dog. That is so amazing. So listen, I'm going to throw out these scriptures that, you know, you guys can go and read for yourselves, because obviously the Lord had a different route this morning for us, and we go with his plan. So y'all already know that. So I'm going to give you these three or four scriptures, write them down, and then go back and hear what the Lord is saying to you in the spirit of love and how we can be more effective for the kingdom, you know, because what you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So we want to lose some love, okay? Yes, we can get that double portion, you know. Okay, love somebody today. Love somebody today. Yeah. So our first scripture is Proverbs 10 and 12. I believe we read it last week, but this is a main staple. It's so amazing. And we have 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8. And then we have 1 Peter 1 and 22. And Matthew 5:43-48. So those are the four scriptures that the Lord just kind of wanted in the atmosphere today. So let's just all function in spirit of obedience, get some downtime, get into the word, and hear how we can be lovers of people. Amen?
Amen.
Yes, and deeper. I mean, and there are us that do love people. That's what, you know, what we do, but we got to go deep in this season, you know, and be able to be an effective person for the kingdom, you know, and let someone see the Christ in you, you know, because sometimes we're the only Christ they will see, you know, and just be effective in that. But we're on our countdown, so we're going to kind of go, well, we did a little bit of our mansion calendar, so anybody want to take the wheel on this one, on the mansion calendar?
Yes.
Well,
yes.
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 Okay, so,
yes.
You know what's going on. Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
So, you know, we have our event coming up,
mm-hmm.
the Bling of Air conference. You guys have to be there.
Yeah.
I know we touched a little bit on that, but, you know, you do not want to miss that. You want to get that word. It's going to set you free.
Yeah. It will.
You know, like I said, once you, you know, that's one thing that, you know, once you get that knowledge, that understanding of who you are and how to walk this thing out, you know, no one can ever take that away from you. You know, the only thing you can do is grow, and I believe, and prosper from there.
Right.
And so come August
6th is New Wine.
The 5th is our first Friday.
Yeah.
So, come on out. It's here at the Mansion on Park Row. And what time?
6:30, 8:30.
Get that time right. And, yes, that's the time for networking, fellowshipping.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also we definitely get in the Word. We definitely have an opportunity to share in part some of the things that you know, you've been through.
Yeah, just like
and it's just, it's so enlightening. It's so helpful to be amongst like-minded
mm-hmm.
people, and or know that you are not alone, and that, you know, you are loved and cared for. So
and we talk about everything.
Yeah,
you know,
everything.
You can talk about your toe if you want to.
Come
on, your toe, girl. We can't look at your toe.
And the portion of that is I want to kind of chime in on this one, Anthony, because I want people to really understand what the new wine is and what it's really about. It represents the twofold portion of the wine. The first portion is the natural wine, okay, which is a glass of wine, okay? And the second portion is the new wine of the supernatural,
mm-hmm.
okay? And knowing that Jesus or Christ is the brand new wine,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he's both lion and lamb,
mm-hmm.
and he is the great I am. Okay, and for people to understand that, and what we do here at the Mansion on Park Road in our new wine impartation and empowerment group
mm-hmm.
is we impart inspiration and we definitely empower women and we blow the wind on them to be all that they can be. And a lot of people struggle with the knowing, like we were talking about,
yeah.
and they don't know how to elevate to that place. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
they elevate and don't know how to stay there.
Right.
So in all of that, that's where the new conferences have come in, the virtuous woman and how to shift the mindset
mm-hmm.
and teach people how to stay that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's almost like when the word says that, you know, he sets us free, but you want to be free indeed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people be free, but they don't know how to stay free.
Mm-hmm.
So in whether it's ministry, business,
family,
whatever, you know, marriage, relations, friendships,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
just whatever.
Yeah,
whatever the shifts are, you know, we've done portions, and we probably will. Thank you, Father, for giving us that new teaching. So next week we're going to do a series on shifting.
Now,
see how you go? See how you go? Well, I'm trying to get it to the day before the circus hours, but he gave it to me before the show. Man.
Do your job, Bill. Do your job, okay?
Bam. I love supernatural. You know, I don't be knowing what's going on in the natural. Okay.
Yeah.
How was that? She's like, oh, girl, I got to do that. We have learned, America, from not writing down those winds, how they let something and blow them on us. So that's going to be a great teaching and a great series on shipwreck and for people to really understand that when you are shipwrecked or when you are abandoned and how we recover, you know, from those things. So we're going to be teaching on that a little bit this week. But anyway, Anthony, continue on the menu. I just wanted them to really know the depth of the new one.
It's also important. Sorry for cutting you off, but it's also important to put out there that we welcome men, too.
Yes.
It's not, I mean, there's supposed to be women that show up, but we also welcome men.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So there's anyone who wants to be empowered or inspired because men struggle, too. Some men don't know how to even say, I'm struggling. Just
right.
the simplicity of that. So we just teach, you know, that, and we also have to kind of chime in different sessions as a licensed called elect by the king. He's anointed and appointed me in this season to counsel.
Yes.
So we do ministerial counseling here.
Mm-hmm.
We do business coaching, life coaching, and we also do family conference. You know, so just people that are just really trying to get underneath the Word of God and hear what God is saying to them prophetically in this season, feel free to give us a call. Write to us here at the Mornings at the Mansion Show at the Mansion on Park Row at 2700 because some people don't like to get on the phone and talk and share. So we also have corresponding, you know, that we can do. But feel free to go on to our social media, inbox me at Marlo Mosey, or you can go to the Mansions on Park Row. Or you can go to the boutique, Mansions Boutique, or you can go to the Mansion Spa.
Yes.
We are just like on all of that, or you can directly hit Anthony Michelle up or Vivica Jones on their own personal pages. So if it's anything that we can do in this season to elevate, to inspire, just give us an opportunity to be who we're called to be, you know. So we just trust the Lord for trusting us, okay, in this season. But the second Fridays is what, Anthony?
On goodness.
Yes.
Okay, we have a, first of all, a meetup group is I Am Fashion and Fabulous. So if you want to get on and join the group, please do.
Yeah.
But on the second Friday of every month, we are going to bring to you it's about fashion. It's about styling. It's about, you know, all that we are here, here on the complex. So this is going to be August 12th, and it's from 6 to 9. And we're going to have, oh, my goodness, networking. You know, we sip and shop.
It's so much fun.
So we're also going to have a trunk show.
Yes.
We're going to have a giveaway. Also, you don't want to miss out. This particular one is going to be $5 to participate, but I'm going to give away a five-piece wardrobe.
I'm going to be giving away.
Showed it like a little sneak peek, but you know, it's out there now. It is Eartha Kitt inspired. Have you ever seen Eartha Kitt in this ad? Okay. I don't need to say more.
I'm sorry. Y'all can be
the bling of the earth in Eartha. Okay. That is so amazing. Go, Anthony. That's awesome.
I feel some
sweet
love
brand. What's up in there? Okay. That's your purple wishes in there. Please do join us. Again, it's going to be Friday, August 12th, from 6 to 9. You can hit me up on Facebook. If you have any questions or just comment, say, hey, I got it.
Come on back.
Okay. And also, we have another amazing event coming up in August, the week before the Bling of the Earth.
Yes.
So, Vivica, roll out.
Well, we have partnered up with Verante Salon and Spa for a fantastic bridal show. So those of you that are in the mix that are wanting to go down that aisle, come get you some ideas and tips.
Yeah. So it will be V-Styles?
Yeah, V-Styles Bridal Glam will be in there.
She will be the main attraction for this event. So it's actually a V-Styles Bridal Show. That's what I'm trying to get you to say.
Yes,
that's what it's going to be.
Bridal Show.
Yeah.
There'll be vendors there and we're just going to have a great time. So it's going to be at Verande Salon and Spa. That's in the Red Oak area.
Yes.
And there's actually Marlo's mom.
Oh, yeah. So that's our legacy. So y'all just come on out and support Betty and as she is rolling into her portion of events.
Yes.
As an event planner, the location for events is such a beautiful place. Yes, that you guys can come out and support her, because I love the fact that you have our mentors, you know, not just I have to sometimes roll out of that mommy lane and roll into the mentor lane and then just watch her. Even in her zeal of her latter part of her life, she's still this great entrepreneur, this great woman of business.
And
she be switching it up. Ma'am. Okay. We have a new plan, so let's see what we can do. I'm like, okay, it ain't like I already have enough on my plate. Yeah, it is, you know, to see her just never give up.
You know, there's people out there that can't get up out of bed.
That's right.
So we are
come
so
on
blessed that they wake up every day,
that
they can move their limbs, and that they're mentally all there, you know, and that's just a blessing nowadays.
And I love my colleague. Whatever it is, when we're on the move, they're like, let's go. So they're the greatest pillars.
Yes.
So if it's something for Betty or something for Miss May or something for Miss Cora, we out there. We got them.
Okay.
Yeah. For Miss Cora, we will be planning a trip to
Alabama.
The closing of our show this morning, America, and we just want to say that love covers.
Oh, man, it went through
that. Yes, it covers the multitude. So, you know, we're so excited about what God is doing in this season for everyone, for his people, you know, and we just want to encourage you all to just, you know, stay, you know, where you're at and just connect, like we said earlier, yourselves with people that will take you higher
right.
and people that are committed to you, your vision,
right.
and the things, you know, that the Lord has imparted into you.
Yeah.
Yes. So we're here for you. If it's any way we can help you, feel free to contact us on our Mornings at the Mansion, okay? And we definitely weekly have our event posted for our show. So feel free to, you know, just like it or just come or just call. Just whatever, you know. So we are going to sell out with a little bit of Cree because we want to keep her on your mind and your heart and be knowing that what you're going to see when you come for our show. So
let me lose away. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah. Hey, hey.